This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu, listening to Enterprise. According to Allied Market Research, the skincare market in Malaysia is expected to reach 1.28 billion by 2027. However, the beauty industry, like many other industries, was severely impacted during the pandemic. A veteran in the beauty space is here to share how they have pivoted. I'm here with Yap Yen Fang from Beauty & Co. Good morning, Yen.
Good morning.
Yen, we spoke 10 years ago, I did my research in 2011 when you had another business called Busy Body. What happened there?
So Busy Body is the first brand that I started. I started at a very young age when I was 25. So then in 2011, I think our business boomed up. Mm-hmm. We have close to 30 outlets at that time. And in 2012, I actually sold the company to a MNC, a big corporation. And I was with contract with them for 4 years, and I exceeded the company in year 2016.
Right. And then when did you start Beauty & Co?
So I started Beauty & Co in 2018.
Okay.
So when I wanted to start this business, what inspired me to start this is actually I went to US in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I went to a Zappos culture camp, and that kind of changed my life perspective. So when I came back, I realized that I am still very passionate with beauty industry, and I wanted to, you know, elevate the industry to a new height.
Right.
By uniting the beautician under one platform.
Right.
So that's why I started Beauty & Co. in 2018.
Okay. Tell me more about the Zappos camp. What was so life-changing?
Okay. So I am a fan of Tony Hsieh, which unfortunately recently he passed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like quite many years ago. I was like a fan of him when he started this book called Delivering Happiness.
Right.
So when I read this book, I feel connected in a way because he talks a lot about customer service.
Mm.
And I was thinking, how can they wow customers just through phone, right?
Mm.
And we in the beauty industry, we are so close to customer, and sometimes customer are like half naked with us, right?
Yeah.
And we spend so much time with them.
Yeah.
And how can we wow them?
Right.
So I read a lot on his book and his YouTube, everything. And in 2017, I think, okay, you know, I need to do something. Let's just go to this camp.
Right.
So when I went there, it gave me a lot of affirmation of what I think I am doing. So previously, you know, as a young entrepreneur, I might not have a lot of confidence in what I do.
Mm.
You know, like, is it right to be kind when you are an entrepreneur, you know, to solve or things like that? So when I went there, actually, it gives me a lot of affirmation that, oh, the things that I do is right, you know?
Okay.
And they also have a lot of challenges when they are building a culture in a company, you know? But I saw that how they actually filter off things that they don't believe, filter off things that they don't value,
right,
and just focus on their vision and the value that they really believe. So when I came back, I started to draft what is my vision, like what I envision I want a company to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I also look into the values that I love, and what are the values that I don't like?
Okay,
yeah.
So what?
Then,
what?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that vision of Beauty & Co?
So I think at that time in 2017, I kind of get a little demotivated about the industry.
Mm.
It's like it's kind of a messy. Like there's a lot of price war. There's a lot of integrity issue where, you know, there's a lot of products that are.
Right.
That are not registered,
right,
with banned ingredients. There are a lot of beauticians who do illegal services like aesthetic and cosmetic surgery, things like that. So I get a little demotivated. Like, how can we survive in an environment that is so unethical, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. So, okay. So then I think, yeah, I should actually level up. How can I unite the beautician that actually value what I value,
mm-hmm.
like integrity and great customer service, innovation. And also, I think I just need to unite the people that believe what I believe.
Right.
It might not be a big community,
mm-hmm.
but if we unite these people together, we can also build a small community that can actually level up the beauty industry.
Okay, which is very interesting because you've got a co-working space for beauticians. I want to talk about that in just a moment. So with Beauty & Co, how many outlets do you have now?
So right now we have six.
Mm-hmm.
We have six. And we have one co-working space at Gardens.
Okay, I want to find out how you work that. But before that, right, I was listening to our podcast, right, from 10 years. And the questions I was asking you, and in 10 years, the industry has changed so much, right? What have you seen changing in the last decade in terms of, I guess, what customer wants, customer behavior, that sort of thing?
I think what drastically changed for the past 10 or 20 years, I think pampering become a necessity.
Mm.
You know, like 20 years ago, you hardly see any massage center, you hardly see any beauty center.
Mm.
I don't think you will see aesthetic clinic. You know,
right.
It used to be like dermatologist, but
yes.
You hardly see any aesthetic clinic.
Right.
But right now, you can see any business center, you know, you will see all these massage center, hair salon, facial, aesthetic clinic. So I think pampering has evolved. It become necessary. And I think innovation also has changed a lot.
Mm.
Like, if you look at the technology available nowadays, it's amazing. You know, like,
right.
How can you lose weight by just freezing the fats?
Mm.
How can you build muscle by just lying there? You know? So, and like pigmentation and things like that. Wow, to me, it's very, very impressive.
Right.
In terms of innovation. Yeah.
Right. So I know you had a major outlet, Beauty & Co. in the Gardens, which is a co-working space for beauticians. What is your vision in setting this up?
So when I set this up, I am also thinking, what is my strength? What I can contribute to this industry?
Mm.
So I look at, I am good in innovation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good in training. I'm good in marketing.
Right.
Which usually, these are the weakness of beauticians.
Ah.
You know, they are usually very good in hands-on and
right.
service, but usually they are not that good in terms of innovation and marketing.
Right.
So I also looked at a lot of business model
mm-hmm.
that are using a shared economy business model,
mm-hmm.
like WeWork, like Airbnb, like Grab.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, how can I also share resources with all the beautician in the market.
Mm.
So I started to draft my plan. Actually, this plan was drafted quite long ago.
Right.
I think about 2 years ago.
Right.
So when I draft this plan, I'm just thinking, you know, what are the things that we can share, like location,
mm-hmm.
Like we can share the machineries, like technology.
Mm.
We can share, like, how can we share training, innovation, all these sort of things.
Mm.
And then I start to look into numbers. Is it able to sustain this business? Is it able to be profitable for beautician and for us as well?
Mm.
Yeah. So
okay.
it took me quite a while to evolve the idea.
Yeah, because I find that what's happened with this space is that a lot of them sometimes, you know, stop work or, you know, they find it very challenging to open an outlet, right? But they're good at what they do. So now they have they can actually use a co-working space and the overheads are not as high.
It's true. Because I am already in this industry for more than 20 years.
Mm.
So what I have seen is actually there's a lot of beauty center open and they close and open and they close.
Right.
And most of the beautician, they quit their job is also because of the long hours.
Mm.
You know, after some time, they are in the industry for 10 years, they have their family, they have kids, then they start to quit. So which I feel is really a waste.
Mm.
Now, after 10 years of experience, your skill is so good
right.
and you leave the industry.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, beauty on demand or this co-working space will be a really good for them.
Right. So they have clients that like to follow them, but if they close down, they can't follow them anymore. But now they have this option to go into this place, and I guess a beautician can open as and when that the beautician wants.
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay, we're going to talk about your B&Co clinic in just a moment. I'm here with Yap Yen Fang from Beauty & Co. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Yap Yen Fang from Beauty & Co. And last year, she started a co-working space for beauticians, which is very interesting, right? Because no one's really thought of that before. You also have a B&Co clinic. So this one provides aesthetic services as well?
Yes, this provides aesthetic service like Botox fillers and the minimal invasive treatments.
Mm. And this is where you need a doctor, right? So a lot of people, be careful when you go to a place that don't have a certified doctor to do these treatments, right?
Yes. So when you go to a clinic, you make sure that these doctors has a LCP license.
Mm-hmm.
And also needs to be careful because I also see that recently a lot of Instagram, they claim they are clinic. They claim they are LCP licensed, but they are actually not.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Basically, look at the doctor, see if there's a certificate behind the person.
But unfortunately, there are fake certificates out there.
True as well.
So it's really hard. Yeah. So it's really good to really ask like in detail and I think go to a place that you can really trust. Mm-hmm. If you see that it's a little dodgy and especially... those clinics that do a lot of surgery, that usually are fake clinics.
Right, okay. So you shouldn't be doing surgeries and all that sort of thing. You've also gone to stem cell treatments, and this is under the clinic?
Stem cell actually is still not in the clinic. This is a new project that we are planning to do, so still not in the clinic yet.
Right. In terms of marketing, how are you marketing? Is it with online media, social media, that sort of thing?
We do online and offline as well. So
right.
Online, basically, of course, social medias, like Facebook ads.
Mm.
And offline, we do a lot of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do referrals as well. Collaboration, right. Like... Of course, we are located at Gardens Mall. We have Gardens Club members.
Right.
And of course, we have credit cards members, golf club members,
mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of collaboration as well.
Okay. So, you've been in this industry for a long time, right? What still excites you about it?
I think, in this industry, it's always evolving. Like, it's a very fast-paced kind of industry. Every year, you have new innovation, you have new... things that's coming out. So I think this really keeps me exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think transforming people really keep me motivated and satisfying. Like how we transform a customer, how we transform a beautician.
Right.
I think that keeps me like, I love this industry.
Right. Okay. Do you find more men now are seeking treatments compared to 10 years ago?
A lot more. And you will be surprised, actually, men, they wanted to look good.
Yes.
It's just that sometimes they have not been to a beauty center before.
Right.
So they are like still not comfortable to walk into a beauty center.
Mm. So are you doing some of your marketing towards men to capture that market?
Yes. So we are doing collaboration with golf clubs. So these are like 90% are men,
Okay. And attracting talent to join you, right? How do you get talent to join you and, to retain them, right? What is your career roadmap for them when they join your company?
So we recruit people in two ways. One is full-time staff and the other one is freelancer. Bi-weekly basis, I will have a beauty masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the class will talk about the industry, the people that we want, and the career path in our company. So that's how I recruit people.
Right.
So I think on a bi-weekly basis, we will have like 50 attendees.
Mm. And I know last year you also did a lot of webinars and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, I think I started Facebook Live, webinars, Zoom because of MCO, I think.
Okay.
So without the MCO, I am actually quite an introvert person.
Right.
I am not very comfortable to do a Facebook Live.
Right.
But at that time during MCO, I think the demand is high.
Right.
And we have nothing to do. And I feel bad if I'm not doing anything.
Right.
So almost like on a daily basis, we are doing Zoom training.
Okay.
On a weekly basis, we are doing Facebook Live.
Right.
So, like, until now, I'm still doing it.
Okay. What are the sort of topics you cover?
So, on Facebook Live, we talk about sexual health, like Better Sex, Better Life. There's an episode called Better Sex, Better Life.
Right.
We do it every 3 weeks.
Right.
And we have one which is talking about life of a beautician. Mm-hmm. We also do it every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And another episode, we will talk about, like, services and treatments that we offer in our platform, yeah.
Okay, so obviously with a topic like Better Sex, Better Life, there is a product that you have for it. How receptive are people attending these sort of things?
Actually, I see a very huge market in this sexual health.
Right.
Because surprisingly, I mean, I have never talked about sex openly, previously,
mm-hmm.
until we have these sexual health treatments that we offer in mm-hmm. our base. Then I realized it's quite a high demand. Like, a lot of people have problem with sex, mm-hmm. but they have no one to talk to.
Right.
They have no one to talk to. So when we start to talk about it, we start to normalize this conversation, mm-hmm. I think people are more comfortable and open to talk about it.
Right. So this is what you see also changing with the people here in Malaysia. You know, I guess, Yen, what has the pandemic taught you as an entrepreneur? I think this must be the worst that's happened to you and many other business owners.
Yeah, I think this pandemic forced us to grow and evolve and be flexible. And I think I have never worked so hard in my life, you know, for
right.
the past 1 year. It was like, wow, all work and work and work. And you don't know whether you are doing enough or not,
right.
know, because the market are soft
yeah.
and business are locked down and things like that.
Mm.
So I think one thing I learned that I become less anxious.
Okay.
During the first MCO, I was like super anxious.
Okay.
Like every day I do 10 things. Because we just opened 2 weeks
right.
before MCO started, right? So it was like we invested like $5 million
right.
in a new business model.
Right.
So I was like very anxious during the first MCO.
Right.
But I learned that it's really important to over-communicate. Like over-communicate
okay.
with your team.
Right.
That they understand what is your challenge, what
right.
is the company's situation, are we able to pay, are we not able to pay. So I think over-communicating is really, really important.
Hmm.
And also over-communicating with your customers.
Mm.
You know, so that's why we are trying like all channels to keep in touch with our customers.
Hmm.
Like we do live, we send messages, you know, all sorts of way to connect with them.
Right.
So, yeah. So
okay.
I think this is what I really learned.
Interesting, to over-communicate. So 2021, what are we looking at your plans for this year?
Basically, I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Due to pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I think our business for co-working space actually demand are high.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of small beauty salons closed down.
Right.
And people are more afraid to start a business at this time.
Okay.
So the demand for co-working space are actually very high right now.
Okay.
And even right now, like I was like thinking, how can we expand, expand our space?
Huh.
Because when you come to our outlet right now, it's kind of
full.
Packed,
okay.
know? Yeah, full.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So,
I think the next plan would be thinking, how can we expand this co-working space?
Right. Okay. You know, thanks for sharing your journey with us again. You know, it's been interesting the last 10 years, the last 20 years that you've been in this industry. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Yap Yen Fang from Beauty & Co. You've been listening to Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.